The best birthday ever. This great idea was suggested by a patron and it got the most votes. So this audio is a little autobiographical. It's exaggerated though. It's definitely exaggerated. When I was younger, I remember there was a birthday party where no one was talking to me. My friends did come. That was never an issue. People did always come to my parties, but I always felt like I never got enough attention. I wanted all the attention as the birthday girl. So I remember this one birthday where no one was talking to me and everyone was talking to each other and I started crying. I don't know how old I was though. Probably pretty young, but still, like, I have that memory. But then I got older and fourth and fifth grade were really, really difficult years for me. I was definitely an outsider at school and that's when I became really, really, really depressed. And I had serious depression at that age. And I was the weird girl. I really was told by my friends that they were my friends because they pitied me and their parents were making them be friends with me. Like in the audio, that was real. That did happen. And all of my friends were over, I think it was my birthday party, and they all started talking about it and admitting it. They're like, yeah, it's just because I pity you. Da, 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 da. So I didn't have any real friends when I was in elementary school. That didn't happen till middle school. And then I got a really, really, really amazing best friend. And then I kept getting more friends after that, but elementary school was really hard for me. So a lot of this is based off of elementary school. And I have always thought, you know, what about if my former self could see myself now at different ages with different things that I've done because, you know, I didn't think something would ever happen or whatever. Actually, there was an age when I was like, oh, I'm never gonna have sex. Okay, that was a long period of time, many years of time where I was like, sex, oh my God. Holding hands, that's basically sex. I never wanna do that. So yeah, if my younger self could see me now, right? So yeah, I've thought that many times, how cool it would be to go back to the past and talk to my younger self or have my younger self come to the future and see like who I am now. I talked about this in another commentary. There's the stuff that ends up on the cutting room floor. In this audio, there was a cake scene. So Kathleen's cake did end up getting cut. It ended up having 6 layers too, and it was gorgeous. And then Kathleen did not even take the first piece like I tried to give her. She let me have it. And then Kathleen took over the cake cutting so I could go eat. But anyway, I didn't feel like the scene really added to the audio that much, so I cut it. I did perform it, but it got cut. There's always stuff that gets cut from my audios. Now I'm trying to tell you all the things that get cut, so you're not really missing too much. And the stuff that I cut, it's never really that important. That's why it gets cut. Because it doesn't really add much to the story. And I don't want to mess up the pacing, so that's why I cut so much. I mean, there's other stuff I don't tell you that I cut. There's lots of lines that get cut that are just not important. Or things get reiterated in a certain way, and it just doesn't need to be reiterated because everyone already gets the point. So yeah, during the editing process, I would say sometimes I get rid of about a third of the audio. It's about right. Sometimes half. Sometimes not very much at all, but I would say for my audios, a third sounds about right. Now for script fills, probably less gets cut. I try to keep the vision of the scriptwriter when I do script fills, so I don't cut that much unless I make a lot of mistakes, and I do make a lot of mistakes while recording. So yeah, I still do have to cut quite a bit, but not as much as with my own. I'm very careful with mine, with the pacing. Not to say that the script fills that I do have messed up pacing or anything, because they don't. I mean, if there's anything that I thought shouldn't be there, I would cut it. But again, I'm really careful with script fills. And I also add things so I could help portray what I believe is the scriptwriter's vision. So I try to really understand the characters when I do those. And I add my own little touch that I think will add to it. Now, I cannot help but feel bad for this woman. And she is such a sweetheart. I just want to give her a hug. She's had it bad. Actually, come to think of it, and me myself, I have not hosted a party since I was a teenager. But that's not really because I think no one will come. Actually, it kind of is because I don't know anyone to invite. That's the problem with being an adult. You move away from all your friends, and then making friends as an adult, that's difficult. So, I can't have a party because I have no one to invite. Okay, now I am sounding like that character. But the good thing about her, she knows she has friends, and she knows her life has really improved. It's just that she has such bad memories from past birthdays, and all those memories, all those feelings. She's feeling all those emotions, kind of like a nostalgia thing, but not like good nostalgia. And so this birthday party is counteracting all those feelings. And it's an amazing experience for her because she's never experienced anything like this. And she's feeling all the love and being reminded, yes, I have friends. Life is way better now. I can have parties. People like me. I'm not the weird girl anymore. Or I am the weird girl, but I embrace it now. And people like me because I am the weird girl. And yes, I am still the weird girl, by the way. I was talking about when I was younger, I was the weird girl. I still am. I think you know that, though. And maybe that's what you like about me. I'm the odd one on GWA, too. Always have been. But I embrace it.